This is the fourth dialogue between J. Krishnamurti, David Bohm, and it includes Dr. Parshuray at Brockwood Park, 1975.
Well, I mean, I think that through the, during the scientists' conference, which incidentally was very successful, and all those that I've talked to were
really
very happy
like
with it.
It,
yes. I mean, I've talked with several who are in England, and they're all very, they liked it very much. And I think several questions came up which, you know, are related to what we've been talking about. And I would say that we have to get into the questions of beauty and goodness and love, but probably it would be best to start with desire, I felt, because that perhaps
is the root of it.
It's the factor which is the cause of the confusion. Okay. Because it imitates those three.
Why has desire become such an extraordinarily important thing in life?
Yes, well, perhaps if we discussed a little around it first,
yes,
you see
right.
That I looked up the word.
Ah, yes.
And it's based on a French word which originally meant something missing.
Something missing.
Yes, and obviously its basic meaning is yearning, longing, craving, and hankering.
Hankering, yeah.
So, and the closely associated words are belief and hope, you see.
Quite.
And hope, for example, is the confident expectation that desire will be realized. And I think belief is connected with it. See, the word belief has the word love in it, leaf.
Leaf, yes.
And love in the sense of desire, which you were discussing.
Quite, quite.
And therefore, what you believe is what you desire to believe, you see. Therefore,
yes,
it's the source of falseness because you accept as true just because you desire it. So the whole story of, you say, desire and belief and hope and despair are in desire, you see.
Right.
Now, so the question is, you see, why do we long for, what is it we long for, and why do we long
for
it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. What is the meaning of that word long for?
Well, that's very ambiguous, because it may perhaps mean something genuine, and it may mean something false.
False, quite. Has one, does one long for anything actual or abstract?
Well, in general, one longs for something abstract. I mean, I don't know if one might feel that there was a real possibility.
I might long for that car.
Yes, but suppose we say you could long, I mean, I'm not saying for or against, but you could long for, say, to end this state of society, you see, which is...
Yes, yes.
I mean, try to make it a little deeper.
A little different, yes. I long for...
The ending of this ugly state of society.
Yes, ugly, yes. I would like, if I may... Separate desire is thought separate from desire?
Well, that's the question we have to go into.
That's
you see,
it.
That in general, I would say that thought and desire are the same.
Same, so would I.
But you see, you frequently talk about desire arising in perception, contact, and sensation.
Yeah.
And desire.
Yeah.
Now, it seems to me that you may be right, but usually we're caught in a kind of desire for that which is imagined.
So it is part of thought.
It is part of thought, but then you seem to be describing something else, which is not part of thought. You say you start from perception.
I see that car.
That's perception.
Not only perception... I see the color and the shape of the car, the ugliness.